Hey, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 is our passage today. Paul writes this, But God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. All right, here's a question. Do you have something that drags you down? Maybe it's a chronic illness or unhealthy relationship. Maybe you're stuck in a job that is neither satisfying nor fulfilling. Maybe you are estranged from a son or a daughter. You've prayed and prayed, yet no answer seems to be coming. Well, if you have an ongoing prayer for an ongoing need, then you can relate to the Apostle Paul in today's passage. Although we don't know what Paul's thorn in the flesh was, we know that he wanted to get it out of his life. And on three separate occasions of intense prayer, he asked God to take it away. But each time God said no. And God used the thorn to keep Paul depending on him. The thorn was a continual reminder of Paul's need and God's provision of sufficient grace. So we don't invite challenging times into our lives. And when they come, we pray for God to take them away. But sometimes he doesn't. And that isn't because he has forgotten you or lost interest in you or doesn't care for you. God never wastes our time. He loves us. He's reminding you that he is all you need, that his grace is abundant and it's sufficient, and that he shows up with great power in our weaknesses. Like Paul, we can say, for when I am weak, then, because of God, I am strong. Let's talk to God about what we've learned today in this passage. Father, thank you for the thorns. I know that's hard to say because they're painful. And I pray that you'll take my thorn away. Just take time to name that specific thorn, that specific challenge. Show your awesome power through my weakness and inadequacy. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.